WHDD presents Susan Says.
So on this Thanksgiving Day, I have something to be grateful and thankful for. I've recovered enough from my stomach surgery that I can eat dark meat with gravy, no white meat, alas. Yeah, it's been a rough month, but I'm on my way back. I'm thankful for great friends and my adopted family and goddaughter who are coming next week to celebrate my birthday. I'm thankful for my three adopted soldier sons from Israel who are now all family men with little god kids for me. But still, and I hate to say it, we have a lot to be not grateful for, to get really worried about, and I am. Since deranged Donnie took over, there has not been one day of peace without his disgusting attacks or vile statements or divisive rhetoric. Now he's chosen murderers over truth and our values. It's all transactional to him. As someone pointed out, it's about the money he will make after office, nothing more. I still can't believe that we are in this position. If our forefathers had any idea their precious Constitution could be run over by this dictator wannabe, well, there's a lot of grave rolling going on now, believe me. Instead of pardoning the turkeys, he should have pardoned his family, the biggest turkeys of them all, and then resigned. Then we'd have a lot to be thankful for. But let's try and have a nice day, and if you are unlucky enough to have a drumfer at your table, well, there's always romaine lettuce. Oh, I know, that's so nasty, but hey, nasty times deserve nasty comments. To the rest of you, happy and healthy day and rest of the year. Mueller, we're waiting.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.